Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas Pride.
I really wish I would have known about the Galveston raccoons last night so I could have prepared myself for this.
I'm sorry. What the Galveston earth? Raccoons?
The Galveston
I was just raccoons. There.
You didn't see an army of raccoons?
No.
During
an I did
army
not.
Of really, really aggressive raccoons.
Are they aggressive?
I'd classify what I see in this video from KHOU as aggressive.
They're attacking people?
No. Not attacking yet.
They're not afraid of people.
Here, you can see there's a dude. Look at the dude doing his little report right now. They're all just back behind
him.
That's
not aggression.
Staring.
That's curiosity.
You know, craziest raccoons.
They've lost their fear of humans.
Oh, all right. So, anyway.
I'm guessing is an issue and the point of the story, perhaps?
Basically, yes.
It's a sunny Wednesday afternoon on the far east end of Galveston Island. During what should be their bedtime, these nocturnal animals are wide awake and active, awoken by the stream of visitors with midday snacks that never seem to end.
So they basically are subsisting off of just straight junk food that people who come up to the seawall bring. They pop up out of nowhere, and then there's got to be 30 of them. I mean, there's so many of these raccoons. And look at them all in line.
Oh, I feel like I missed out now.
You did not miss out. That is
I mean,
not a good thing.
Kind of freaked me out. I definitely wouldn't want to see that many of them.
You look at them staring.
Not
they're
to rob me.
Eyes. They got their arms out. They've got outstretched arms.
Give me.
What? The city of Galveston says 7 raccoons in this colony were removed by wildlife rehabilitators this month, then taken to a sanctuary to undergo a rewilding process and be released. The city says all the bottled water and Oreo cookies
Oreos?
Are good for
Oreos.
The animals that have lost their ability to find food on their own. They're certainly...
That's how my kids act when I give them Oreos. What's a rewilding process?
What is a rewilding process? And as I look at the article, like the internet version of the article, they mentioned that they've had to do a similar thing on Galveston Island with red wolves.
I'm sorry, what?
This is just
that
something.
That is not the wildlife I imagined running into in Galveston.
Where is David Attenborough when we need him? We need a Galveston nature documentary, apparently, like yesterday. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the bull. Good morning, everyone.
Rewilding. Isn't that the plot of Zootopia?
That's exactly.
Basically, like, inject them with rabies.
Then release them back
into the wild.
Come on, no.
No, don't they eat human food?
Yeah, trash already? Pandas. They're little trash pandas.
So we're just upset that they were getting better Oreos?
You know, okay, that's a good, yeah. Like, at the end of the day, what's the problem here? I would say I think the problem is you handing it to them.
Yes.
I think you need to make them work a little harder
because
than handing it.
Because they could get aggressive, and they could,
yes.
Like seagulls.
Like
they
seagulls.
Could just start seeking you out.
Do you really want to add another animal to that pile?
I don't.
At the beach?
I don't know.
One eye on the seagulls and one eye
on the... Yeah, man, especially like those raccoons, they're out during the day. Like, nothing is safe. Which, speaking of, parents, brace yourselves. Requirements for school absences just got real wild.
Really?
We're rewriting rules and basic logic now, I guess. Oh. We'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Now, before I, like, incite panic.
Panic?
Let me just say this is not happening here yet. It is a school district in Tennessee. I just know that these things have a way of spreading.
Oh, for sure.
Like wildfire,
yes.
Right? I mean,
agreed.
Someone gets word of it, says, oh, wow, that seems to be working. Why don't we give this a try? And now it's a real problem. And that problem being doctor's notes are no longer excused absences from schools.
Okay.
Let that sink in.
Whoa.
We're coming back to it.
Wow.
But first, another ridiculous news. Jake Owen posted a video online where he shared, like, this intense interaction he had with a stranger in public. So he was driving his Tesla Cybertruck, which he has, and stopped at a Starbucks.
Right.
And some guy was giving him these looks, and Jake was like, yeah, get out. And guy says, hey, is that yours, that Cybertruck? He says, yeah, man. Like, I mean, I'm driving it. And he's like, blank you, traitor. He's like, what? And this is before he goes in, right? So then he walks behind the guy, gets his coffee, and he's thinking, did that just happen? And if you want to get picked on, drive a Cybertruck.
These are, again, I have heard nothing but stories
harassment.
Like this.
Yeah, yeah. People that drive Cybertrucks are constantly harassed.
In particular, like, it's a polarizing car.
It is.
And you're going to get reactions.
I like poking fun at Cybertrucks only because they had so many problems.
That is wildly aggressive.
But yeah, like to go after somebody?
Like, I don't, like, yeah, I can't imagine seeing someone getting out of one and then being like.
I can't believe he went in and fought. Like, he went behind that guy. You know, like, I would have left. I would have been like, you know what? It's not even worth it.
No, okay.
There's another Starbucks in like 3 miles.
I'll just find a Dutch Bros. It's fine. It's okay. Wow.
And he had just had another interaction with a fan when he was driving like his Toyota 4Runner.
Right.
Like at the same Starbucks.
Because, of course,
previously.
He has multiple vehicles.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, as one
and he's
would.
Like, and they were just dorking out about how wonderful the Toyota 4Runner is.
I love Toyota.
So it's like,
I love 4Runners.
Man, completely
yeah.
different experiences, I guess.
Guys, it's just a car. Like, I don't know. You don't have to buy it. But if Jake wants to buy one, it doesn't say anything about
right?
anything.
Like, man, real bold. Like let's wow. just leave each other alone.
Just chill.
How about that?
Good Lord.
How about that?
And then this guy went in to get caffeine. That's a great decision.
Well, then Jake made fun of him for getting a blended Frappuccino. He's like, who's the real traitor here?
Wow.
And this story is funny because it came up yesterday. We actually met someone that doesn't like Adam Sandler.
We did.
That's not rare. Like, I'm sure there are other people that don't find him particularly funny.
I'd say fairly common.
But I thought that he was just, like, a nice enough guy. You didn't have people that, like, hated Adam Sandler or, like, boycott Adam Sandler movies. So since Happy Gilmore 2 is hitting Netflix tomorrow,
yeah.
people are looking at how funny, if at all, is Adam Sandler.
Well, Adam,
there was a poll online.
Okay, all right.
And I'm happy to report, as a massive Sandman fan, 44% of people said he is somewhat funny, and 27% said he is very funny.
Okay, all right.
So it was only 13 that said he's not, and like very, and 9 that he's not at all.
Also, think about what time period are we talking about? Are we talking about that run where he was making like Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Big Daddy, like all those in a row. You remember that? It was like every year he was dropping like the funniest thing you've ever seen. Like, you can't, come on. Those were
just take
glory years.
Everybody's got some duds.
Everyone's going to miss. No one bats 1,000.
Exactly. So just, you know,
cut him some slack.
Take Jack and Jill out of the equation. Look at his catalog.
Possibly Little Nicky. I know some of you guys, that's a little iffy for some of you guys. Nicky's
Yeah. And then, you know, he got serious.
Yeah, and he's had some serious.
Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems is
people really thought he was going to get an Oscar for that.
I think he should have gotten an Oscar for that. He got robbed. Uncut Gems is a fantastic
movie. And fans love meeting him?
Yeah. Never, you know, good man.
Cut him some slack. Him and Jake Owen, okay?
Both these men deserve their flowers.
But you know what? Do not cut the kids any slack.
Yeah.
Because unless they, hold on, let me find the quote.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unless they are suffering from verified chronic illness or severe injury, your 7-year-old better be at school.
What, can I just ask the simple question? Why? Why does this matter?
I guess they have a problem with attendance.
So what? If they've got a doctor's note, so what?
Yeah, like, I thought the problem was unexcused absences.
If they're just not showing up for no reason whatsoever, okay? Yeah, different story.
That's truancy. That's
if they're
going
to the doctor to get the note.
But not this.
Yeah, that's...
So the Lawrence County School System, they are now utilizing a stricter policy, they say, to improve attendance. Kids will be marked present or absent, and there are punishments for absence, sick or not.
What if you have...
After just 3 no-shows, schools start an intervention. If a kid misses 8 or more days, they'll be referred to juvenile court for truancy.
I'm sorry, 8 misses?
If a child goes to school sick, can't make it through, and then the nurse decides that they got to go and they send them home, the child is then marked tardy. So even for trying
your own medical professional, so if you can't make it through your own person, like, you gotta go.
But now you're tardy. Now you got another mark to your name.
Who cares?
The problem child is Michael Adkins. No nonsense. And I'm wondering if he even has children. He says, we're going to take control of the attendance of our students. You can bring all the doctor's notes you want. It is still unexcused. You can fail the grade. You can fail the course. You're going to be petitioned to court.
Sue him.
Not going to participate in graduation. Not getting your driver's license or permit.
Sue him.
If you have the sniffles, that's fine.
Get out of here.
You're going to have them when you go to work one day. We have all gone to work sick and hurt and beat up. These are not.
This is making me so angry.
I like making that argument for certain things, but this ain't it.
I'd love to hear y'all's thoughts, man. Maybe some of the teachers get ready to go
dumbest,
back.
The dumbest thing.
Wow.
I have ever heard in my life.
Wow. I haven't heard one that made me actually angry in a while. Thank you for that.
And the district didn't just send notices to the parents. They also notified local medical providers to encourage them to stress to the parents and children the importance of regular school attendance.
Unbelievable. Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, The Bull. I mean, obviously, a lot of people would have thoughts about doctor's notes not being enough to get your kid an excused absence. Again, you know, just a little idea we're floating around out there now, apparently. Frito and Katie, go ahead.
No, I was just listening this morning on the comments about, I lost where, what school district was making those crazy remarks about.
Tennessee. It's not here yet. Yeah, it's in Tennessee. But we were just remarking that sometimes these terrible policies have a habit of spreading where they shouldn't.
Someone gets an idea, and then all of a sudden people are like, hey,
it
you know what?
Maybe before you go, this is a bad idea.
Yeah,
I could totally see that. So I'm a teacher myself in Houston, and my uncle actually teaches and coaches in Tennessee, and I've actually talked to him about that, and it's outrageous.
How, from a teacher's perspective,
because can you imagine everyone in your class showing up sick
with every ill, more than normal, like, I mean, germier than normal, because that's what will happen is parents will be like, oh, you got a cold, sorry, you're going, and then they're going to lock them in a room with you,
by the way, with you, and
then all these other kids, no ventilation, whatever, and then everyone, I cannot imagine a worse idea just from the stand, like, no one wants that.
Well, then what if a kid's got something very serious and they don't necessarily know?
It's going to make the...
And all the other kids already have compromised immune systems.
Yeah, or it's going to make them hesitant to even take their kid to the doctor, period, because it's like, well, what's the point? I'm just going to have to send them to school anyway, and I got to feel bad. Maybe we'll just send them a note. And the thing is, like, whatever people say, well, you know, adults work sick. You ain't supposed to.
It's not the same thing. That's not great. Doesn't look great for the U.S. So what do you think about this? Or what does he think about this being in Tennessee?
There is a fine line in the expectation, and let's be realistic.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays, kids, like, I have a 3- and 4-year-old, and they get sick a lot. And me as a teacher and a mom, I'm like, no, you're staying home because you never know what the next kid will get or if he'll get it 3 times harder. So if a kid has a doctor's note that legitimately says, hey, this kiddo is sick, for my medical reasoning, the kid needs to stay home. Then the kid needs to stay home, and the schools don't need to override the profession of the doctor.
Right.
I like
it. Just be more realistic.
I think my favorite part is even if your own nurse, the school nurse, sends them home, they're like, all right,
it's still a penalty.
Still
it's still a penalty.
Tagged. Even if they're like, we can't have
like
you
they
here.
They tried. I mean, I
think that's
absurd.
Amazing. I really am. This is the angriest I've been about a trending story in so long, and I don't even have kids.
Thank you for being a teacher?
Yes,
I don't
God
know how anybody
you.
Does it's, that anymore.
I don't know why you would want to make y'all's job harder, but here we are. Have a great day.
God
Frito
bless you.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a comment about the Tennessee school board thing.
What do you think, man?
I feel that that's a money grab. From my kids being in school, they took attendance, and if you weren't there, they were upset about it because they get paid
per head
every day for that.
Yeah,
because someone's monitoring the data, and then they're however many dollars per child. I mean, it's I and then you get in this situation where it's like, well, I need to maximize my budget, and then you make a horrible decision. Like, but you get, so, dude, come on, come on, and even just the verbiage of it. Like, well, you know, it's just you're going to have to tough it out. They're not your kids, dork. Mm-mm. They're not your kids, you idiot. Like, you can't tell people to send their kids somewhere sick. Like, you can't do that. Sue
it's
this
gonna
man.
It's just going to lead to sicker kids. And that means it, where you might not have had to miss much work, now you're going to have to be gone work. From your job for longer stretches.
Or they got to miss school because it's serious now.
Asinine like, is what it is.
But you're right. You know it's got to come down to money. And someone should look into this before anyone else gets any dumb ideas.
Can we look at educating the children? Just, like, they can't read and they can't write. That should be our primary concern.
Just stick to that. Can
like,
you read?
Jesus.
Can you write? Can you kind of math? That we don't care what happens after.
Like, I get saying you can't stay home for the sniffles.
Yeah.
But there is a massive difference between that and a legitimate doctor's note and excuse.
Absolutely bonkers. Brother, thank you so much for weighing in today. We appreciate it.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Freebies.
Speaking of teaching, Let us teach you how you can win $100 every day with Frito and Katie.
How?
Go to thebullhouston.com/contest and sign up for the Money Minute.
Ooh.
We play it every day before 8:30.
Yes.
It is your chance to score that hundo if you can answer 10 trivia questions in 60 seconds. Potentially a daunting ask, which is why we make it a smidge easier by giving you a freebie every day before 6:30.
Yes, we do.
So just know, if we do call you before 8:30, one of the answers today is South Africa. South Africa.
Hope that helps. Sign up. Be our next contestant. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, The Bull. Good morning, everyone. 713-881-5500. Keith Urban tickets. Any, you know, anyone interested in the little Keith Urban
everyone.
Show?
Everyone. Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion coming up this fall.
Oh, plus a $50 gas card from our friends at our area Nissan dealers, just to, you know, just to sweeten the pot a little bit. Mm-hmm. What should we do today?
Let's revisit 3 Second Song.
The same way we did last time, like
head
competitive. Ooh, I liked that.
So if you are a massive country fan, this is the game for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put you to the test. 713-881-5500. We're just going to do it at the same time as we put another person to the test.
So we got 3 songs. You're going to try to identify title and artist of each. You do not have to get title and artist of each because this is, you know, it's points-based.
You just get more points if you do.
Exactly. So call 713-881-5500. We'll get you guys on the phone next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. 3 Second Song.
Competitive 3 Second, head-to-head 3 Second Song.
Let's see how we do today.
All right, let's meet our contestants. Howdy, Frito and Katie. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Cole.
All right, Cole, locking you in. Let's meet your opponent. Who's this?
Kelly.
Kelly, all right. Kelly versus Cole this morning.
Okay, so y'all might have heard the game before. We're going to play 3 seconds of very famous, very popular country songs. Just the first 3 seconds of each. Now, we're playing them at the same time to both of you. It's a little bit easier because we've got a man and a woman, but just because we don't want to give points to the wrong person, let's go ahead and give y'all some sort of buzzer.
Yeah.
Okay? So, Cole, we got you first. What animal would you like to imitate today? If you had to buzz in as an animal, Cole, what would that animal be?
I'll imitate my dog, so I'll get a woof.
All right, let's hear it.
Woof.
All right. Got the woof.
Cole, very solid.
And
Kelly.
Kelly, how about you?
We'll go lion,
roar. Love it.
Wolf and roar. All right. All right.
Okay, so it is points-based. So we're going to play this first clip. If you know the title and artist, just use your buzzer. And when it goes to you, you can name both for 2 points, title and artist, or name one for 1 point. That gives the other person the potential chance to also get a point if they know what's missing, or steal the entire thing if you get nothing and they can get both. Does that all make sense?
That's good.
Good.
All right.
All right, let's go. First song this morning in 3 Second Song.
That's cool.
Yeah, I heard a woof. What do you got?
Crazy Woman, Eli Young Band.
Rawr. There is one point. There is one point there for sure.
Yeah, okay, that's a point. Point. Kelly.
Would it's you like Crazy to, Girl.
Crazy Girl. I know. That's such a technicality.
It's all right. Tied after one. Tied after one.
Oh.
Song number two.
Rawr.
All right, Kelly.
Worst Way, Riley Green.
3-1.
Steal anyone's game, Cole.
Yes, you could tie this, Cole. You could tie this. This is your third song today. I will play it one more time.
It's a very sad, very sad song.
Yeah. One final time. Kelly said she's got nothing. Cole.
Did that knock anything loose?
Hardy? Is it a Hardy song?
Is it a Hardy song?
Oh.
No. I'm sorry, Cole.
That's Brad Paisley, Alison Krauss.
That is one of the
Whiskey
most
Lullaby.
Cripplingly sad songs.
Tragic. Yeah, yeah.
That has ever been recorded. There's a reason you don't hear it much on the radio.
Right, and the music video. Man.
Well, Cole.
That was a great round.
A great round, my man. Thank you so much for playing with us, and we'll catch up with you next time, all right?
Thanks.
All right. Kelly. Pretty dang good job there.
Great.
The old 3-second song.
That means you, of course, won your tickets to see Keith Urban, October 11th, Cynthia White's Pavilion. But also, we're going to give you a gas card.
Yes, we are, courtesy of our friends at our local Nissan dealers. Don't go anywhere. Hang on the line.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Let's say hello to Ben. How are we doing today, man?
Yeah, you know, I'm just kind of confused. I mean, you know, life has been, it's been tough. It's been kind of kicking me down a lot lately. And all the stuff with Shelly, just happened is, just really adding to that. My father passed away about 6 months ago. So I'm still dealing with all that.
Oh, geez, man.
Yeah. So, that was around the time actually I met Shelly, and, not that I'd even notice at first, but she was kind of helping us handle all the financials and everything for Dad's estate.
Okay.
And so, you know, we ended up becoming friends because we were spending so much time together. And honestly, you know, at that time it was really nice. Unexpected, but, you know, it was nice.
I mean, it does sound like meeting Shelly was a nice change amidst all the sadness.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. And it was like the one bright spot, like I said. And it was a pretty rough patch for me, but we got really close, just dealing with all the crap that he left behind and what he left us and all that stuff you always have to deal with and tying up all the loose ends. So, you know, she kind of helped keep me from kind of falling apart and unraveling. And, you know, we started meeting up outside of work a little bit, played some golf together, did a few rounds of pickleball, and, you know, it was really fun. Well, it was really fun right up until it wasn't fun.
Well, what changed, Ben?
Well, you know, I'm sure mostly me, I hope in her a little bit, it was, you know, I got feelings. That's what changed.
Well, I'm guessing, she didn't feel the same way or what?
Well, you know, I'm not sure because, you know, I kind of hit him for a while. She'd mentioned she had a boyfriend at one point, and I wanted to be respectful of that. And, you know, we were in the middle of some pretty important business stuff, right?
So no doubt.
So it just didn't seem like I wanted to jeopardize any of that.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very complicated. So is that still how it is, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, not really. So first she ended up breaking up with her guy, and we just wrapped up everything with my father and the estate. So I was essentially free to make a move, right?
So I
tried to do it. I tell her that, and hey, you know, I'd like to be more than just friends and, you know, maybe see where this goes.
All right. Okay. Well, how'd she respond? How'd she take it?
You know, she nodded and asked if she could think about it. And, I mean, on one hand, I can understand that, but you know, she has that, like, talked to me at all since then. Like, literally, like, total ghost, not at all. And it's like, I don't even exist, yeah. You know?
Okay.
So what are you thinking? She wasn't really interested in being more than friends, and maybe that's because you were a client first?
Yeah. Okay, so, like, obviously, you wrapped it up. You're not now, but, like, I could see how maybe I sent the wrong message.
It's unprofessional, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe she's done that in the past and had a really bad experience.
Yeah, and I'm just guessing from the way you were telling the story, there was probably a good amount of money at stake here, right? Like, and that's how she makes her living?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's the problem. Like, I mean, I get that our dealings are done. I do. And she never has talked to me again, but I just would like one more attempt, you know, just to get her to clue, nothing else to clue me in on what happened. I don't know if I upset her. I mean, I really don't even know, you know, I don't know, because literally I've not heard anything.
You know what's going on.
Exactly.
Fortunately for you, you know, we can help with that. I mean, I hope we can. We're going to, at the very least, get Shelley on the phone. We'll see what she has to say coming up next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Ben and Shelley, he'd worked with her.
Yeah.
Very delicate situation. His father passed and she was helping him go through the estate.
Yeah, he was the client.
Yeah, he got some feelings.
Yeah.
Wanted to explore those. Maybe Shelley didn't.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that being an issue for a lot of different reasons. I mean, maybe she's just not into him. Maybe
she thought she was taking advantage of a guy.
Right,
you know,
right.
Going through something really
grief.
Heavy.
Yeah.
But let's get her on the phone and find out, get some answers. Hey, may I speak with Shelley?
Yeah, this is Shelley.
Shelley, hey, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull. Actually calling about Ben today. Now, not in like a professional or client type setting. This is a bit more personal. Y'all went out recently, right?
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't expecting that.
Lots of hesitation. Is there any particular reason why you wouldn't want to see him again? We know you guys started off as working professionally and then kind of became friends. Is that where you wanted to leave things?
I love that he filled y'all in. yeah, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what he told you. Obviously, some things. But I feel a little close to the situation.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah, no doubt.
In my line of work. I mean, okay, so like his dad passed away. I don't know if he told you all that, but
yes, he did.
I was helping with the management of his dad's assets when his dad passed, because I basically financially advised his dad. And yeah, I don't know. I stepped in to help, and quite frankly, just seeing how he behaved in that process, I'm just not sold he's really the guy for me.
I mean, I thought we had heard the whole story here, but I guess we're missing some details. Like, what do you mean?
Oh, okay. Love how guys like to not tell you the whole story. I feel like that's a common theme in my life lately.
Happens. Luckily, that keeps this segment going.
Yes.
Yeah, Katie, I feel like you know what I'm talking about, girl.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest thing, there were a few red flags for me, because I've helped a few of my clients, you know, heirs and beneficiaries, you know, like handle the estate when their parents. Yeah. And so based on choices and timing, it just tells me a lot about somebody. And I don't, obviously, well, maybe he did tell you, but his dad was a huge car lover and had quite an impressive and expensive car collection.
Okay.
Like some antiques, like this cute little baby blue Mustang. Like, I'm a car girl, so I was like, this is amazing.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yes. I'm like, maybe Ben wouldn't have had a chance if he didn't do what he did. But so basically, to the point though, he was very prideful of it and he left it to Ben, and he turned around and basically sold, or should I say unloaded, that entire collection within days of finding out that his father had left it to him. And I just felt like it was opportunistic, disrespectful.
Hold on.
I recognize his voice.
Disrespectful? Okay. Are you serious? I mean, you never once brought that up, ever.
All right, I feel a little put on the spot right now.
Yes, that is Ben. He wanted to know why he hadn't heard back from you.
Well, I'm not your mom, look. So I'm not one. Whoa. Your dad wanted you to have that car collection. He could have left half to your sister. He could have left it to your mother. He left it to you.
Yeah.
You maybe someday pass it to your son. And he was so you're so ready to defend yourself.
Well, of course, because he left it to me to take care of me. It wasn't about the cars. It was to take care of me. That collection was worth a ton of money, as you know. I don't understand. Why wouldn't I or anybody else sell it? I mean, it's like, I'm not a car person. So it's just going to sit and collect dust and just sit in a garage somewhere. It didn't make sense to me at all.
Okay. I mean, that's your opinion and everyone's entitled to one, but I'm just saying, if I'm working on your behalf and for your father, and if you instruct me to unload an asset, that is my job. I'm the one that found the buyer. I did what you wanted me to do. Really bad taste in my mouth because I felt like you were cashing in on what I would call like family history. And like your father was just so, I worked with him for like 10 years. Like,
yeah, but my dad, okay, you work with him for 10 years. Guess what? I knew him my whole life, and my dad would have wanted. He wanted to just take the cars were to take care of me. The cars weren't so I could drive around and show everybody how cool I was. And I'm not a car person, never have been. And he would have wanted me, first off, for them to go to someone that would get a lot more love out of them than I was getting and to help me financially. That was the whole point of him leaving them to me.
That's cool. I'm just saying your quickness of needing to do that, it would just like turn me off, y'all. It just turned me off, and I just feel I don't think you think things through. You know what I mean?
So you're not.
I'm just gonna say I'm not interested. But I love you guys, and thank you for like calling me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go now.
There she goes. Okay. Well, Ben, you got your answers, man.
I mean, guys, am I insane here? I mean, of course I'm gonna sell that stuff. That was always the plan. That was always my father's plan. The money was for me. It was life-changing. I don't know where this is coming from. She's like acting like I'm being disrespectful, like somehow I'm dishonoring his memory. I mean, she's known him for 10 years. I've known him my whole life. I mean, don't you? I don't know. I just don't get this at all. I mean, the main thing is he just wanted to take care of me. I just don't get it.
Thank you so much for being on the show. You gave us a lot to think about.
Did he screw up? Right, that's what we're wondering. This is so hard because I know that after a death in the family, everything gets so contentious and it is such a minefield. No one's on their best behavior. It brings out the worst in everyone.
I don't know that he did anything wrong there.
But he said he's not a car guy.
Yeah, I don't know how it lands. Maybe it's a bad look.
Yeah, maybe the optics aren't great, but I think he's correct.
What do you guys think about this? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. Weigh in. Frito and Katie, the bull, and we want to hear from you. 713-881-5500.
Trying to figure out where everybody lands on this. So Ben sold his dad's beloved car collection.
Yes.
After he passed. And Shelley could not believe it. She said he couldn't unload it fast enough, and she thought it was disrespectful.
All right, we're going to see what you guys think, because, man, it's uncomfortable. I don't know that he did anything wrong, though. Howdy, go ahead. What do you think?
Well, it's a 50-50. Like, me and my dad were huge car people, and he was in the process of rebuilding. Well, him and I were in the process of rebuilding an 84 Bronco 2.
Right.
But in his will, he left everything to my older sister to kind of divvy out and, you know, be that person. And she knew how much the Bronco meant to me, and so she left it to me and my little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And so him and I are, you know, slowly working on it. But I see her side where he unloaded them so quickly. Maybe that's what bothered her deep down.
She thought it was a cash grab. And see, I can see what you're saying, because car people are different than non-car people.
Like, exactly.
I can see to a car person who's dad how he might feel a different way about those cars than his son, who couldn't care less.
Well, and she was a car person, too.
She was.
She said as much.
Clearly.
Now, since you're into cars, too, though, there's upkeep on these vehicles, oh, right? Yeah, because that wasn't something that he even mentioned. He'd have to figure out where he was going to keep them. He'd have to pay storage fees potentially, right? He'd have to get them cleaned and serviced.
Dude,
and
it has
it
to
sounds
be.
Costly depending on the size of the collection.
It can be. It can be. It very, very much can be. But maybe pick one or two out.
Keep a few.
You know, he knew his dad all his life.
Yeah.
And maybe him and his dad did have that agreement.
Yeah.
Where, hey, when I pass, all the cars are going to you, sell them.
Do whatever
you want.
You
need the money.
Yeah, yeah. Do whatever you want.
You know, but at the same time, keep one, keep two. You don't have to keep the whole lot.
Yeah. It is a tie. You know? It is a tie to your dad.
It is.
One that he worked on with his dad that maybe he should have kept and he didn't?
Man, but, he hated those cars. I don't
maybe
you know
dad
what I mean.
Spent more time with the cars than he did him.
It's so complicated. I can see why.
It's a minefield.
Yeah,
it's a minefield.
Oh wow.
It really is because my dad spent, you know, when he wasn't working, he was working on them cars, yeah. And that's how we spent our time. That's why I'm a car lover.
That was the bonding.
You just spend time with him. I was out there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I love it. And one day when my daughter gets old enough, I'm going to have her, you know, maintaining her own vehicle, even though her dad was like, no, I'm going to do it.
You learned valuable life skills. Yeah.
I think it's smart. I think that makes a lot of sense. Hey, thank you so much for the call.
Have a good one.
You too. Go ahead. What do you think?
So I'm in mortgage, and he did the right thing, right? Over the weekend, I visited a panel, and I listen to y'all all the time, and this is one of the most relevant ones to me.
Okay.
Creating generational wealth is important for a lot of folks, right?
No doubt.
Especially first generation, like blue collar. You know, they didn't really talk about what he did, but I bet you he worked his butt off for those cars.
Oh,
and
no doubt.
That, you know, and that's important because creating generational wealth depends on, you know, get life insurance, right? Keep your assets. But within that one generation, it has to be liquid. It has to change the son's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Ben, when he said that, he talked to his dad about this, right?
I do think it makes sense that he would know.
A little bit more?
Yeah. He would know more about this than even the financial advisor because he would know how his dad felt. You'd have a whole life full of experiences to let you know what you needed to do.
Yeah.
You know, I just,
exactly.
Again.
And what he would want you to do if he was ever not here or when he was not here. Because it's not a matter of if you're going to die, right? At this point, nobody's beat death yet, right? So, I mean, I think he did the right thing, especially if he did it with peace in his heart, right? Like, he did, and as a manager, right, like, of client assets and kind of being on the receiving end of those orders, it's hard because you've worked with a lot of these clients for a long, long time. And
absolutely.
They tell you things that they don't tell their wife.
True, no doubt. I do think she would have a special relationship with him, too. Handling his money.
Exactly.
You're exactly right.
So I've been on the other side of those that you feel like it's a mishandling of finances, right? Like you're cashing in on granny's house just because she died and, you know, you're still renting downtown and, you know, you've got bad credit, whatever, and you're just selling it.
Everyone's got a different read on the situation.
It's hard.
I'm glad y'all brought it up. He did the right thing.
Yeah.
And if she's that personally vested in her job, maybe she shouldn't be dating clients.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't
she
think
shouldn't
this
have
should.
Given him even the first date.
Exactly. Yeah. You shouldn't have met him for golf or pickleball or whatever it is they did.
Yeah, got a little too close to begin with. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much, man. We appreciate the perspective
for sure, man.
This morning.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Too. Frito, Katie, the Bull, good morning. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Ben took Shelly out on a date, but he was still grieving from the loss of his dad. Shelly helped him navigate the estate, figuring out what he's going to keep, what he's going to sell. One of those things was his dad's car collection.
She didn't like that.
Shelly hated it, thought he could not unload it fast enough.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. My name is Jesse. First of all, I'd like to wish my mom, Ann, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ann. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We listen to your show every morning, and we're very much so car people. I wouldn't have gotten rid of the cars, but I don't think you did anything wrong.
It's hard. You're a car person, so I think this probably hits different to you. And we've heard from a few people that are car people. So even you say, hey, look, in that situation, it's fine. You do what you need to do.
Exactly. And if maybe, you know, everybody handles grief differently, and maybe him separating himself from his dad's, you know, possessions,
maybe,
you know, kind of helps him out. But
maybe he couldn't keep them.
that's true. I think there's a lot of reasons. Like, if he's looking at that every day, maybe it was too hard.
Yeah.
I think you brought up a good point about how expensive that upkeep, can potentially
right?
be.
Isn't the upkeep for these classic cars, wouldn't that be tremendous if he was keeping them in mint condition?
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's having to pay for storage and whatnot. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah, storage. They got to go somewhere. Hey, thank you so much. Howdy, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't understand. How long is he supposed to keep the cars?
I don't know.
You know, he has to pay the insurance payments every month. And what is he expected to do? Yeah.
I don't know, man. I really don't know. I guess if you really thought that the dying wishes of this guy were to carry this life thing on. But you can't put that on your kids. I mean, if he said he's not a car guy. Right. How are you going to put that on not a car? I'm not a car guy. I can't imagine having to deal with that.
And maybe dad's rolling over in his grave because he doesn't know how to properly care for these cars.
Yeah, like
the best thing you can do is supposed to get the oil changes
on a 62 Corvette. I mean, he doesn't know any of that.
No, exactly. He doesn't. And you know what? Someone bought him. Who's going to love him?
Yeah.
Who's going to love him?
Exactly.
Yes.
Give them to somebody that will actually enjoy them. Yes.
I think he made the right move. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, so Zach Bryan is in a spot of hot water after going after a 14-year-old fan. Now, I think this is a little unfair because what happened was there was a video online on TikTok.
Right.
Of the car that Zach was allegedly in, going by a group of people, not acknowledging them, not rolling down the window, what have you. And then the person that posted the video, there was a caption accompanying it that said something to the effect of, been out here for 2+ hours, didn't even say hi. You know, basically calling for a cancellation of Zach Bryan.
Really?
Because he's terrible to his fans.
Really?
So Zach finds the thing and he comments on it. His comment's not great, but he says fans aren't entitled to a photo after he plays for 2.5 hours.
I agree.
He doesn't owe you a photo.
No.
He doesn't owe you a hello.
No.
Maybe he should have left it there, but then he added, GOMD.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. Well, okay.
So the person who posted the video then claims to be 14 years old, says the video was a joke, and calls Zach Bryan a name.
So, in other words, there's nothing about this that would have indicated this kid was 14 when Zach Bryan made that comment. It's like some other dude.
Exactly.
Who was at the show.
Yes.
He's like, hey, leave me alone, man.
And
give me a
break. And it's just the straw that broke the camel's back, honestly, because sometimes you just...
Sometimes you choose...
get fed up.
Sometimes you've read enough comments and you choose violence. It's not a good thing.
No.
He is more prone to it than almost anyone.
He shouldn't read the comments.
No.
Someone should definitely be ensuring he doesn't.
He should absolutely turn off Twitter. But
this was on TikTok.
TikTok, he's out of line, but he's not wrong.
Exactly.
Because
a lot of people defended him.
Good.
But also a lot of country up and comers seize the opportunity to rag on the guy.
You know,
like Gavin Adcock slammed him, saying a nearly 30-year-old shouldn't be snapping at a kid.
Okay, that's great and all and whatever. But get to that point. And then I'll listen to what you have to say.
And also, Zach pointed out that he did go out and talk to fans night one and night three.
Oh, did he?
So it was just like that second night. I guess he was just gassing, like, hey, I got to do a show.
You're doing three straight dates? Like, I've seen him sign. I mean, he's signed before. It's not like he just never does it. Like, I mean, again, if it happens, great. There's 100,000 people in that stadium. Okay?
It's just tricky.
Yeah. Just.
And I don't know that you call for the guy to be canceled.
No, that's that's stupid. Don't like it.
Kind of an overreaction.
And you know, it is like
from everyone.
Oh, he's 14. You know what? Maybe you shouldn't let your 14 on the
exactly.
Your 14-year-old
why is
your 14-year-old
internet posting like this, calling for the cancellation
there.
Of anyone?
That's a man-sized statement you're throwing out there online. Like, and then you get clapped back, and you're going to get
mad. It's a joke. Yeah, it's a joke because
how's it a joke?
You got called out.
Yeah. How
weird.
Whatever.
While we're on the subject of the youth, I know yesterday we had that revelation that Gen Z answers the phone without saying anything.
Confirmed.
We have another Gen Z story that's gone viral today.
All right.
It's if you feel you're awkward at conversation, you should try the solid snake method.
What?
Now, it has nothing to do with reptiles. It's named after a character from Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
And it's all about active listening. Really, it's just about having a conversation. But I'm not going to dog the story because anything that actually makes you converse with another human is positive.
It's a plus.
Because you might have also seen the viral Gen Z stare, which is where they just look at you like crazy for acknowledging them for any reason.
I was made aware this weekend of the Gen Z stare.
Yeah, so
something.
The Solid Snake method. In the game, the character walks around, talks to lots of people. He just doesn't say very much. He repeats what other people say to
that
him.
That is a strategy.
So, like, someone says there's a minefield ahead, and he'll be like, oh, a minefield. Hoping that they will then elaborate and monopolize the conversation.
Exactly.
And you're also showing the other person that you are listening to what they're saying and keeping them talking, which means, of course, you don't have to.
It's not bad.
It's supposed to be a great fallback if you are anxious when it comes to talking to people, maybe people you don't know very well, or you just don't know what to say in general in certain social situations. And I want to end on I know it is a plain disturbance story, and we have a lot of those, but this one's got a pretty kick-A ending.
Okay.
This is the 26-year veteran grandma. She's an Army veteran.
What?
Nicole Pruitt. Who jumped into action to stop that woman that just decided that she would storm the cockpit on a recent Delta flight.
Oh, my goodness.
She said that she had spoken directly to God and she needed to vacate the plane.
Oh, wow.
She needed to leave immediately. She had had a calling. She was trying to access the cockpit. She was also trying to access an emergency door.
That's not good.
Nope, no, it is not. And Nicole stepped up.
She didn't want to be on the plane anymore. She said God told her to do it. She had a calling. And I'm just like, wait a minute. I don't know about this conversation you got going on, but not today. Nobody else was doing nothing, so I just literally knew I had to do something. I got to make it home to my kids, my children, you, my grandchildren.
So in she goes.
Not today. Not today, indeed.
Not today or any day.
And she really didn't. I mean, she didn't tackle the lady. Right, she just kind of pulled her away and held her back until the woman could be restrained and tied down by the crew.
That's nicer than I think most people would have been.
Well, most people, no one else did.
No one else.
No one else jumped into action. It was just Nicole.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank God for her, man.
And a lot of people said she had to climb over a man to get.
Oh wow. Well, it is a little okay. So there's a little bit of uncomfort about, like, you know, getting in there.
I mean, she's an Army vet. That's
She's,
they are trained to head towards danger.
Yeah. So it's just that second nature for her.
It's fight or flight, right? I mean,
right.
Other people might be saying, "Absolutely not! I can't get involved." She has been conditioned to head towards.
Oh my word! What a hero!
I'm glad she was on that.
Absolutely,
plane.
Yes.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Jessica, ready to put in some work today for the Money Minutes.
I know we called Jessica at work. Do we need to, like,
lower
bring everything
volume,
down a
yeah.
little bit?
How do we need to play this?
No, we're good. We're good.
Well, we just like to be courteous. You know, we don't want to jam you guys up because, like, hey, while $100 is nice, you know, you don't want to mess up another paycheck down the road.
Exactly.
All right. So 10 questions. You got 60 seconds to get them right. You can pass on any of the questions and we'll come around to your passes at the end if we have time. You just can't change an answer once you give it. Make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Katie, are we ready?
We are ready. How many presidential libraries are there in the state of Texas?
One.
What is the name of the dog in Garfield?
Odie.
During a leap year, what month has an extra day?
February.
The Ugly Duckling is actually a what?
Swan.
The Cape of Good Hope can be found in what country?
Oh, pass.
In the Scarlet Letter, Hester Prynne wears what letter on her bodice?
A.
What animal has the highest blood pressure?
Oh, goodness.
Think about high.
Wow.
Think about high.
A bird.
What does penultimate mean? Penultimate.
Oh, goodness gracious. Pass.
Who sang I'll Make a Man Out of You in Mulan?
Mulan? Sing, no. Wait.
I'll Make a Man Out of You, the song. Who sings it in Mulan?
Oh, I don't know. Yes.
No, that was solid. That was real good. Solid.
That was very good. And we got to 9.
Yeah. We're right there.
Yeah, so we're right there. So let's go over them. Okay, so first up, how many presidential libraries are there in the state of Texas?
I know this jammed you up because you got the one in College Station, George H.W.
Yep.
You got the one in Dallas for George W.
Yep.
And then you got the one in Austin for LBJ.
Yeah.
For a total of three.
Three.
Got Odie, got February, got Swan, got South Africa,
yes,
got A.
Mm-hmm.
What animal has the highest blood pressure? Bird was a good guess. Frito had guessed hummingbird earlier.
Yeah, hummingbird was my go-to on this.
Giraffe.
Which makes sense. Because it's got to get the blood all the way to the brain.
What does penultimate mean? Next to last.
Is it
so if you
next
have like
to last?
The penultimate, it is not the last, but it is the next to last, the second to last. Who's saying I'll make a man out of you in Mulan? I would have taken Shang Li, the character.
Right.
Or the singer.
Who is Donnie?
Donnie Osmond. Shang Li.
Stinking Donnie Osmond, yeah. Shang Li.
Oh, because that's when they were doing the preparing for war.
Out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
one of the best songs.
That best songs in Disney history, some might say. Hey, look, you did great. That was a really good performance. Sign up. Let's do it again. TheBullHouston.com/contest.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number, and we have arrived at that point in the day where it's time to give away tickets to Jurassic Quest.
Yeah, so Jurassic Quest, this is that really cool thing happening, not this weekend, but next, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at NRG Center. It's one of the biggest in the world, definitely the biggest in North America, traveling dinosaur type
experience.
You've got moving dinosaurs. You've got paleontologist approved dinosaurs. So this is what they would have looked like, these dinos.
I don't know.
They've got real fossils.
I don't know that there's a better event for families going on next
week.
You've got dinosaurs. You got the Lego thing.
Yes.
And then you've got the ancient under the sea with the full size
50-foot megalodon.
Yep. All of these can be yours. The question is, what dinosaur-themed game are you going to have to beat today?
So today we're going to do Mesozoic meanings. So I'm going to give you the name of a dinosaur.
Right.
And some multiple choice options.
Okay.
And you're going to tell us what the name means or how it came about.
Okay.
So if you can get two of the three, you are going to Jurassic Quest. Three of your friends.
I would say I feel like it's a little bit easier than the spelling bee yesterday. But
yeah, but
that
he
was
knocked
a one
it out
and
of
done.
The park.
Yeah, I don't. All right, let's see. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We will get you guys on the phone and play coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. You wanted to qualify
Mesozoic
meanings.
Before anyone jumps down my throat. I'm not saying they're all from the Mesozoic period. I was just going for an easy alliteration.
Who would call?
Pretty sure I've got a Cretaceous in here, a late Jurassic.
If you are that type of person who is sitting there, be like, oh, yo, I bet you're going to mess up on this Mesozoic thing.
Just wringing your hands.
Just waiting. staring at your radio. I want you to call us anyway.
You would make short work of this game.
Yes, you would. You'd be very good at it. But also, I'm sure you work at a museum somewhere, and I would love to do a Mysteries at the Museum segment.
Like with actual artifacts or with things that people leave?
Oh, you know what? Either one of those.
Perhaps the biggest mystery.
But let's get down to business. Got to give away tickets to Jurassic Quest. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Dana.
Dana, what's your favorite dinosaur?
Probably T-Rex.
Yeah.
We should start every phone call
Oldie
this way.
Oldie but a goodie.
Every phone. So let's play. This is Mesozoic.
Mesozoic asterisk meanings.
Yes, meanings. Thank you for the asterisk.
Yeah. No. They're not all from the Mesozoic period.
No,
just to get that out there.
Honestly, I'm not sure if I'm going to know any of them.
I think you will. I think you'll surprise yourself because I will give you the name of a dino, but then you will also have three multiple choice answers from which to choose. So the answer among them, obviously.
Yeah.
You just have to rule out the ones that you know it's not. So are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with Triceratops.
Triceratops.
It's a friendly face or not. Triceratops, does that name mean three-horned face, Jurassic unicorn, or angry triangle cow?
Definitely the first one.
Three horned face. Great guess and absolutely correct. All right, Dana, you only have to get one more and you win. Well done. Let's move on to the Titanophonius.
Titanophonius.
Titanophonius, does that name mean giant murderer, titan lizard, or tyrant lizard king?
Let's go with the third one.
Tyrant lizard king. Actually, the meaning of your favorite.
T-Rex.
Tyrannosaurus T-Rex. Rex.
What is
he's
that?
He's the tyrant lizard king.
Yeah.
Titanophonius means giant murderer. And actually, it was only the size of a Great Dane.
The
Tyrant Lizard King begs to differ, sir.
What on earth?
I think that was probably just a name from a paleontologist that needed some funding.
Absolutely, that was. I was like, yo, I just found
guys,
me.
I really need a grant, so let me tell you about the giant murderer.
Titanophonius right
here. Never guess.
We can learn more about this creature if you just pay me.
Okay, Dana, for the win.
Here we go.
Our last dino, how about the Gasosaurus? The Gasosaurus. Was the Gasosaurus name because it was discovered by a 10-year-old boy? Because it was discovered near a gas factory? Or was the Gasosaurus just a carnivore that ate too fast?
Stop it.
Oh, my goodness.
Really think about those options. I feel like there's only one plausible one.
Can I get a hint?
Gasosaurus. Gasosaurus.
Yeah, the gas name? Factory.
The gas factory!
I was really Yay! Holding out hope
for the 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, that was where I was hoping
you know,
it was
going to
go.
A Bambi raptor that was just, I mean, small.
A Bambi raptor?
Bambi raptor, like Bambi, like cute and cuddly little Bambi. But it was a velociraptor that would
eat your face.
Eat you so long as look at you. Yeah, I think that one was discovered by a child.
And they said Bambi raptor.
That's cute.
Oh. Lord, you're going to go to Jurassic Quest. Take these conversations awesome. Up with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's going to be a good time.
Some fodder for the paleontologists. I love that.
Hang on the line.
Thank you.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud. Good morning.
So earlier I called Zach Brown.
Yeah.
Because I had just been reading about the phenomenal experience we are giving you to win a trip to see Zach Brown.
I saw this.
At Sphere in Vegas.
I just listened to an interview with him. I think it was with the Kelseys, where he was talking about
he could be a Kelsey.
He fits in really well with those dudes. I'll go back and review this, but he's been working on this for a minute. This is like, this show, according to him, is like the ultimate realization of his creative aspirations.
And he is a very creative man.
And he, in a lot of different aspects, this is going to be an unforgettable show to see out in Vegas at the Sphere.
So how do you win? This is a flyaway. Mm-hmm. So not only do you get to go see the show, but we will pay for your airfare. We'll put you up in a hotel. You just have to listen to the station for an hour.
That's it.
An hour a day gets you an entry a day.
Now you got to go online.
Yeah.
You got to listen online.
Online or on the app.
Mm-hmm. So if you have the Odyssey app, give us an hour. If you just like streaming it on thebullhouston.com, hey, that's great.
That works too.
Either way, you're entered and cross your fingers because this is going to be something.
You might have already knocked that out today.
Yeah.
So well done.
Yeah.
Make sure to do it tomorrow.
Find out more, thebullhouston.com.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Are you ready for a house hunting story, Katie?
No. No. Yes.
Poke the bear for
side note, if anyone's looking to buy a home in Spring Branch.
Genuinely.
San Antonio, Spring Branch.
What do we need to do What do we need to do to get you out of that house?
No, I actually was thinking about doing one of those gimmicky things where you sell your house or you list your house rather for $1.
Oh.
And then it goes viral and then you see how much money you can get. But that could backfire spectacularly.
I mean,
not that you have to accept an offer that comes in.
So the idea, wait.
I'm just desperate enough that maybe I would.
I mean, can we at least, do we need to do a video walkthrough? Like, what do we, I mean, because there are people, there's someone in Houston that is going to be moving to San Antonio that probably likes golf and living in the hills.
Yeah, I would think so.
I would think.
Maybe you like golf.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
have I got a deal for you?
This is, but I digress. So.
Eventually, I'll be looking at homes.
Yeah, one of these days.
Something to look forward to, perhaps.
And then you will buy a home.
Yep.
And then when you are going through your home, maybe you will find the bones of a former owner of the home that just kind of, people just didn't, dead. Maybe
well,
he's just still there with you.
I just want it on the record that if you find that in my home, I didn't put it there.
In North Carolina. We didn't buy the home. He was doing a walkthrough, and I guess a really thorough walkthrough.
What?
See, this is what I don't get. He's interested in buying the home.
Okay.
And discovered skeletal remains during a visit to the property.
Where?
In the
on
driveway.
The dining table? Oh my God, what?
How? This has so...
Like where people put their finger, like the, you know, where they put their fingerprints or their handprints, like someone just like placed bones.
Did it look like... Did it look like a fossilized dinosaur?
Were they human?
Yeah, it was a 50-year-old man named Kevin Queen who had been living at the residence before he died. They went back, got the bones, did some DNA, and were able to make the link. They say, are you ready for the best part?
No.
They say he died of natural causes.
Okay.
I'm going to say this again.
How was he in the driveway?
Authorities arrived, confirmed remains found in the driveway were human. They say he died of natural causes.
Wait, this wasn't like the current homeowner who was trying to sell the house and just like...
No. I'm guessing he maybe rented the house or maybe they thought he had just left at some point, but he was dead. Why would he be in the driveway? Why would he be
how
in the
skeletal?
Driveway? The only quote I have about how skeletal this guy was is they say, yeah, it was just a skeleton and he had been dead for, and I quote, quite some time. They're really being very vague about this whole thing. Extremely, extremely vague.
Follow up.
Oh my.
Is he going to buy the home?
You better ask for a price break.
I know. I'd be like, hey.
Oh, hey.
Given the circumstances.
Yeah.
Not a deal breaker.
No. I'm.
But how much are we going to come down
exactly,
on this?
Exactly. I'm listening right now. All I'm saying is I found the bones of the previous
tenant.
Low ball.
I'm
listening.
Low ball, buddy.
Yeah.
Now's your time.
Now's your time to strike. I'm still at play.
Or is it a crime scene?
You know, people.com is going to go live with this story in about 24 hours. So do you want this house moved or not? In the drive. All right. So, There you go. Something to look forward
to. Okay, well, in happier news, want to mention Tip a Cop for Special Olympics. It is going on again tonight. Now, in some places, tonight is the first and only night.
Yes.
So this is where you go to Texas Roadhouse, and there are 19, I believe, participating locations here in the Houston area, which we have posted.
Yeah.
And you can find at sotx.org. But you'll find the one nearest you. You'll go in. You'll have the pleasant roadhouse experience that you normally do with a regular server that you hopefully tip like you normally would.
Yeah, because they still need theirs.
Yeah, exactly. They're still working, and that is how they make their money. But then also, there will be law enforcement officers on their nights off, like they're all volunteering, that will also be kind of helping out and waiting your table and asking for donations for the Special Olympics. Now, this is all local donations, so all the money that they get stays here and
which
helps
is a big
our,
deal.
Our
yeah.
Houston area athletes.
So this is Houston area law enforcement helping our Houston area Special Olympics athletes. And again, all you have to do is go have
eat
a nice
tasty
meal
roadhouse.
At Texas Roadhouse.
We went last night. Can't confirm.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
Great time. But go check out our socials. We have the link in there if you want to find a location near you. And we will see you back on the radio tomorrow.